Joyce from Dutch with Joyce, and today we have another Dutch lesson. And with Easter coming up, we are going to do an Easter episode. So Easter in Dutch is Pasen, like a Passover. Pasen. And obviously there's a lot of things to do with Easter. And originally, obviously, a very religious Catholic holiday. So still some people will go to church, and the church is called de kerk. Sommige mensen gaan met Pasen naar de kerk. Some people go to church at Easter. Sommige mensen gaan met Pasen naar de kerk. En in Nederland is Pasen in the spring. Spring is de lente. Pasen is in de lente. Easter is in the spring. And aligned with it, before Easter starts, we've got Lent. So that's kind of linked to each other. Pasen is in de lente. In the Netherlands and in Australia, second Easter day, as we call it, Easter Monday, is a public holiday. A public holiday in het Nederlands is een vrije dag, so a free day, essentially. Tweede Paasdag is een vrije dag in Nederland. Easter Monday is a public holiday in the Netherlands. Tweede Paasdag is een vrije dag in Nederland. For us, Easter is obviously a great time and period to spend some quality time with the family. And in Dutch, we like to call that gezellig samen zijn. We zijn met de familie gezellig samen. We are spending quality time with the family. We just have a nice time together with the family. We zijn met de familie gezellig samen. Another thing that we like to do is an Easter breakfast, which is called het paasontbijt. Met Pasen eten we een gezellig paasontbijt. At Easter, we eat a nice Easter breakfast. Met Pasen eten we een gezellig paasontbijt. Obviously, we have chocolate eggs. And that would just be chocolade eieren. One word, but with a dash in the middle. Ik heb te veel chocolade eieren gegeten. I ate too many chocolate eggs. Ik heb te veel chocolade eieren gegeten. Along with that, we have the Easter bunny. De paashaas. De paashaas brengt chocolade eieren. The Easter bunny brings chocolate eggs. If you translate bunny, we'll probably translate as konijn. We tend to go with the translation of a hare because paashaas rhymes so nicely. De paashaas brengt chocolade eieren. Now there's also activities that we do, just like here, which is like painting eggs, for example. Eieren schilderen. Wij gaan vanmiddag eieren schilderen, or wij gaan vanmiddag eieren verven. So verven is more like the hobby kids kind of word that we use, and schilderen is a bit more professional, or I guess if you go for really beautiful patterns on your eggs. So you can use either of these words. So we're going to paint eggs this afternoon. Wij gaan vanmiddag eieren schilderen. Another popular activity is, of course, a egg hunt. We know egg by now, but we don't know the word for hunt or a scavenger hunt, which is a speurtocht. And so we can call this a paasspeurtocht. Or we just tend to say eieren zoeken, an eierzoektocht. De kinderen zoeken paaseieren in de tuin tijdens de paasspeurtocht. So the children are looking for the Easter eggs in the garden during the egg hunt. De kinderen zoeken paaseieren in de tuin tijdens de paasspeurtocht. And last but not least, we want to say Happy Easter. And Happy Easter is vrolijk Pasen. So vrolijk translates as happy. It's, I think, a bit more of an extended version of blij. So you can say something like vrolijk Pasen allemaal at the Easter table. Happy Easter, everyone. And that's how I am ending today's episode. Vrolijk Pasen allemaal. Doei en tot de volgende keer.